This morning was crisp and clear when I left early for my favorite writing spot, a tiny coffee shop in our neighborhood. I sat down with my Bible and journal to start my day, but I noticed a young man sitting across from me. His face was buried in one of the thickest textbooks I had ever seen. I asked what he was studying, and he said he was studying for his firefighter exam. We spoke for a while about everything he was learning at the academy. He laughed and said, in the beginning, he thought it was just about squirting water on a fire. But the physical and emotional toll was intense. Several in his class had already dropped out. But he was dedicated and was going to follow his chosen path. He was committed to following his dream, no matter the cost. This meditation from Mark chapter 8 is about following a chosen path, pursuing a goal at great expense, dedicating yourself to sacrificing so many earthly pleasures to attain a higher goal. And here, we will be meditating on the expense of following the highest goal of all, following God. So to begin, whether dawn or dusk, allow these next 15 minutes to be a sacred time of meditation, following the path of God. It won't be easy, but be aware of your breathing beginning to deepen as your eyes now close, encountering God at rest within you. In this quiet, center on this divine path, this time of guidance, in this present moment following God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding now to this passage from Matthew chapter 10, and as I lead us, respond simply, God, help me follow you. Lord God, you are sending me out like a sheep among the wolves. So God, help me follow you. Lord God, help me become wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove. And God, help me to follow you. Lord God, keep me from having any self-serving agenda along the way. And God, help me to follow you. Pause here, breathe here, and reflect here as you repeat in a soft whisper, God, help me follow you. Reflect for a moment, with a sincere heart, why do you want to follow God? What's the benefit? It's okay, be honest. He already knows your answer. You know, so often, we treat God like a candy machine. With a candy machine, we put in our money and we expect a candy bar. In a similar way, with God, we put in our time and resources into following Him, and well, we end up wanting something out of it. Don't feel shame or guilt by your answer. For a moment, be brutally honest and aware of the reasons that you follow God. Center yourself back now in the purity of following God for no other reason than Him simply asking you to follow Him. No personal benefit. Just following for following's sake. Center on Him now simply because you can. Follow Him simply because He lets you. instant or two on your breathing. In fact, follow your breathing, almost without effort. Breathe simply because you can. Follow your belly rising and falling. Follow your breath in and out. Breathe because you can. Yes, self-centered thoughts and agendas may distract you for a moment, not to worry. Don't judge them, just notice them. Let them serve only to return you back to thoughts of following God because you can. The exercise of moving from ignoring to following is part of taking on the mind of Christ. So take this moment to center on following God, whispering, God, help me follow you. Continue as you follow God into the truth of His Word. Listen to this, the first of three scripture readings. And listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Mark. It's a letter to strengthen the faith of the early Christians, struggling in the face of severe persecution, to teach them what it means to be true followers of Christ. So follow each word for you from Mark through the Holy Spirit. From Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35, from the New International Reader's Version. Dear friend in the faith, I know of your persecution. I know of the difficulties you face. And I am so thankful you crave to be a disciple of Christ. But you must first say no to yourself. You must pick up his cross and follow him daily. It's natural to want to save your own life, but if you do, you will lose it. Remember, my friend in Christ, whoever loses their life for the sake of the good news will then save it. How did this simple message stir your heart? Listen once more from Holy Scripture. Jesus called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and he said, whoever wants to be my disciple must say no to themselves. They must pick up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the good news will save it. Be mindful of your breathing here as you take this next minute and contemplate that simple truth that accepting God begins with rejecting yourself. That following God begins with denying yourself. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible to be a prayer. A prayer following God and denying yourself. Dear Lord God, yes, I wish to come after you. So give me the desire to deny myself and to take up your cross and follow you. For as you have said, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. but whoever loses his life for your sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit me to gain the whole world and forfeit my own soul? I pray this to you and in the name of your precious Son. Amen. Those were Mark's words, but let them now become yours in a sacred time of private prayer, of confession and contemplation. Tell him of your tendency to follow yourself and deny him. Take the first steps to follow him now in prayer. Listen to this wider passage now a third time in imaginative contemplation, less for words and more for how you experience it this time. Do you taste, smell, hear, and see as you watch Jesus approach the crowd where you're standing? How does his voice sound as he says, "If you wish to follow me as my disciple, you must deny yourself and set aside selfish interests. And then take up my cross. Express a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living and, if need be, suffering or perhaps even dying because of faith in me. For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it through death. But whoever loses his life in this world for my sake and the gospel's will save it from the consequences of sin and separation from God. For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world with all its pleasures and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul and eternal life in God's kingdom? For whoever is ashamed here and now of me and my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." What did you encounter in this passage? How did the Holy Spirit guide your thoughts? Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation to accept the weight of his cross on your shoulders, to take the persecution that will come your way as his follower, and to allow the pain that will be yours as you deny what the world tells you is yours. Be still here now, beginning to follow him, no matter the cost. stay here for a while longer, centering on following the way of God, whispering the words, God, help me follow you, as words to guide you through the heavy weight of carrying his cross. Following God is hard by your strength, but he gives you the strength and stamina to follow him. But who do you know that is trying to follow God on their own? Who do you know that is following God maybe for the wrong reasons or selfish motives? Be mindful of moments when you might be the one who God uses to help another follow him. How can you be their guide? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, leave selfish motives and ambitions behind and take the first steps towards the cross of Christ, the first steps forward in pursuing God, the first dedicated steps towards following him no matter the cost, for it will be then and there you will encounter the healing presence of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you, that God grants you the desire to deny yourself, that God blesses you with the strength to pick up the cross of Christ, that God gives you the awareness of losing your own ambitions in order for your soul to be saved. Now, as you commit to following God, may the cross of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and an encounter with your Heavenly Father be what sustains you now and always. Amen.